You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, so this morning I had the chance to talk to Claudia Palmer. I've re-evaluated my notes, of 350 Aotearoa, about their campaign primarily against ANZ Bank at the moment, about enlightening the public as to the role that banks play in supporting the fossil fuel industry in New Zealand. I started asking Claudia who she was and or who she is rather, and who 350 Aotearoa are.
I'm Claudia Palmer. I'm a campaigner and community organiser for 350 Aotearoa, the climate movement, and we've been operating for 10 years at a grassroots local level demanding action on climate change. And in the last 5 years or so, our focus has been on targeting our biggest obstacle when it comes to climate action, and that's the fossil fuel industry. So we work to shift not just the social acceptability of the coal, oil and gas industry, but also shift their money away from projects that seek to drill and extract more carbon and put it into our precious atmosphere. So we do that through divestment campaigns at a local level, and most recently we've been working on the banks and their funding of fossil fuel projects.
How have fossil fuels become so socially acceptable?
Well, when we look back at history, our society really has been built on the Industrial Revolution and fossil fuels, but that's also where the whole issue of climate change has stemmed from. Now we're reaching a point where we must transition to 100% renewable energy, and we have the technology and it is at an affordable price. But the problem that stands in our way is because the fossil fuel industry rose to such power and wealth, they have a lot of lobbying power in government, and they have a lot of capacity to block climate action and the transition to renewable energy. And that's what we've seen a lot in the last 30 years with the climate change debate. The fossil fuel industry has created an architecture of deceit and denial so that they won't lose that power and wealth that they've gained over the last 100 years.
So I'm sure for some people they understand the connection between banks and the fossil fuel industry. But for those who are unaware, I would say rightfully so, how have banks kind of become part of this fossil fuel discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. Most people wouldn't know that the bank they choose to put their savings for their future with are contributing to climate change and the climate crisis. But banks have a huge amount of power to make or break a new fossil fuel project. So over the last few years, we've seen $21 billion go towards fossil fuel projects here and overseas from our main four banks. That's ANZ, BNZ, Westpac and ASB. And that, the impact of that money is huge. ANZ enabled 7 new projects between 2015 and 2017 to go ahead with their $7 billion worth of loans to the fossil fuel industry. So it has a huge impact, and I think what we haven't considered as much in the climate change debate is just how big that impact is that the finance sector is having installing a just transition to 100% renewable energy by continuing to loan and invest in fossil fuel companies.
What does a just transition look like in your eyes?
That's a great question. I think a just transition is one which looks at how energy is benefiting the whole community. So at the moment we see a monopoly on energy, but with renewable energy there's a lot of scope for more democracy and accessibility to energy. Yeah, there's a lot of positive community-driven opportunities that come with a just transition that I think are really positive and a lot of New Zealanders could get behind.
Indeed. So You were talked about the bank's involvement in the climate change discussion. What does a campaign against a body like ANZ look like for 350 Aotearoa?
Well, this week we're focusing on the bank's sponsorship of the Petroleum Club. And most listeners wouldn't have heard of the Petroleum Club, but it's different to their sponsorship of, say, our favourite sports teams or our most loved charitable causes. ANZ has gone behind doors to sponsor the Petroleum Club, which meets four times a year to discuss the advancement of the oil and gas industry in New Zealand. And we believe that this is deceptive to ANZ's customers, that they're going behind doors to profit an industry that is committed to continuing to drill and dig and burn more fossil fuels when we know we can't afford to. So this sponsorship is contradicting the bank's position on climate change and their sustainability reporting. So we're taking action this week to expose that relationship. And we've got a poster campaign out across the whole country where we have adapted their posters to reveal that the climate crisis starts here instead of their usual tagline.
You mentioned in there their sponsorship of sports teams and favourite charitable trusts, and that is something that I'm sure the public are well aware of, that they do sponsor our favourites, well, some people's favourite sports teams and charitable trusts. Why ANZ so quiet about sponsoring the Petroleum Club? If they're choosing to support the Petroleum Club, why are they doing it behind closed doors?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and I think the answer is that it's not morally acceptable to be supporting the Petroleum Club. It's not something to be proud of, and the bank knows that, and the bank knows that the facade that they have built of greenwash fundamentally in their sustainability policies and their climate change position would be unravelled if they were to publicly support the fossil fuel industry as they are, to the same level that they do our sports teams and charities. Why exactly they're doing it when it doesn't give them any good social license, only the bank could answer that, but we think it's important to expose this relationship.
Certainly. So I've got one last question. What does the next year look like for 350 Aotearoa?
We're going to continue focusing on the banks. There is a lot of work to be done to shift the billions of dollars away from the fossil fuel industry and raise this issue to a national level of concern. We know that the best way we can create that change is with social movements. So if any listeners want to get involved, there's always a space in the movement, no matter your experience or in social movements and climate activism. You can go to our website 350.org.nz to get involved. We're also going to be focusing on what I alluded to earlier about what a just transition looks like for everyday New Zealanders and what our vision for the future is.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.